About learning Torah, first and foremost, we have to express our karsa tov to the Chabad of Raleigh, North Carolina. Thank you so much for hosting us. Thank you so much. There's a great story. I'd love to share with you the story of the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. Grandson of the Baal Shem Tov was otherwise known as Rav Baruch of Mezhbish. What happened was that Rav Baruch of Mezhbish, he was the grandfather, and his grandson came over to him once, and he was crying his eyes out. He said, Zaidi, I just played a very hard game of hide and seek. He said, what happened in the game? He said, it was my turn to seek. Very, very, very chashuva thing to be that guy. And all my friends, it was my turn to hide. And I had the best spot. And I knew that my friends would not find me, and it was going to be incredible. It was going to be super incredible. What happened was, my friends stopped looking for me, and after 15, 20 minutes, they just gave up. And all I wanted them to do was to say, hey, wow, what an amazing spot. And they just gave up. And next thing you know, besides the grandson of Rav Baruch HaMezhbez was crying, Rav Baruch HaMezhbez, the Zaidi himself, was crying also. So he said, Zaidi, why are you crying? You weren't playing hide and seek. I'm playing hide and seek. He used to love hide and seek. He used to always get very scared when someone right behind him. He said, why are you crying? I should be crying. Why are you crying? So he said an incredible thing. He said, how many of us are sometimes seeking Hashem or sometimes not seeking Hashem? And then when we don't see Him, we stop looking. We stop searching because we're not feeling it, or because we get 4 hours sleep the night before. We're not feeling it. How many of us stop searching and stop seeking and stop and just, okay, we get to 9th grade, we get to 10th grade, okay, we're done. We're yotzei. We do our davening, we do our mitzvahs and finish. His tefillah, his lesson was to his grandson, that no matter how dark it is or how confused or how challenging it is, no matter what, you always have to push through to always see Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu is always there by your side. And that's the number one thing that if I could give you any message for the entire summer, is to know that Hashem is by your side wherever you go in our life, wherever you go in your life. Before a hard test, before you go on an interview, please God, maybe in a couple of years, before anything, Hashem is always by your side. And that was the lesson that Rav Baruch HaMezhbez taught his grandson. We should be zochah to remember this message, please God, throughout our lives. Ashrei Yisrael.